So the learning today should be a schus ilin nishmas adiras tchaver chaim alaz benchim shanari as well as a schus for an ilin neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion. Just be a schus for fur shleim of chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chemda ben Menorachu chanali abashen derachu nabadati ben Peril as well as a schus for all those that are makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue in the topic of Dalid. Still have another 20-25 pages to go. We are continuing now talking about the mitzvah sleis say. And various averis that a person could do with his mouth, with his speech. So continuing on page 509, it's ira taira. The taira warns, the taira prohibits shalayatim adam tainos of ledayan, that a litigant who was about to present his case is not allowed to present his case. The gamadayan lo yishma devrei abal din, and the dayan is not allowed to listen achiyavei bal din, until the other guy but din chaveroi. Right, so you're not allowed to listen to a case, and you're not allowed to present a case when the other litigant is not present. The Gamma Azhara, because there's the Gemara and Sanhedrin talked about this. There's concepts of, Ein Adam Meiz Bifnei Baal Chayv. There's concepts of that, the other guy's going to make sure that the story is kept in check a little bit. So you're not allowed to, and if the judge hears it first, the judge might be slanted in one direction. The Gamma Azhara L'dayin Shlo Yehirach L'zeh V'Kosh L'zeh. A judge is also warned he's not allowed to be soft to one guy and harsh to the other guy. But you're not allowed to favor someone even if he's poor, and you're not allowed to honor someone even if he's rich. They should both be equal. So you might say, I'm going to pervert justice, but it's not a perversion of justice. I'm going to take from the wealthy, and I'm going to take that money and redistribute it. I'm going to give it to the poor people. I'm going to use my position on the bench to facilitate this. That is still considered avel b'mishpat. That's a perversion of justice, and it's aser. Don't look at the litigants, don't look at their backgrounds or what they look like, but rather judge their cases and look at them as equals. Hanoider, next. Hanoider, somebody who makes a neder, ilu bana bama, it's as if he built a bama. V'nikra chayte, and he's considered someone who sins. D'chsiv v'chi sechta lindar lo yivachachet. And if you refrain from making a neder, there will be no avera in you. Meaning that it really a person should not be making the darim altogether. And there are places shenayhagim where they have a practice, and it's a good thing it's not our practice here in America. Someone who wants to go and settle in Eretz Yisrael, he makes a neder and he's going to go and settle in Eretz Yisrael. This is not a good minog lahagdim aveir lemitzvah. But before you do the beautiful mitzvah of resettling of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you're going to precede it with an aveira of making a neder, leader. You should go motivate yourself, try to motivate yourself without a neder, right? So invest in some property there, force yourself, book tickets, whatever you have to do to motivate yourself to move to Eretz Yisrael, if that's your plan, but don't make a neder, because the making of a neder in and of itself is problematic. And therefore, there is a custom that whenever we do something proper, we, for example, take on a new minog, we say bli neder, because we don't want the force of a neder to be associated with it. Next, page 510. Also, lahaske shema by dezara k'mashikarin lecholah hagayim. It's also to mention the name of an idol by the name that those who worship it call it. El tzarich lechanais l'shem shel ganai. Should give it a disparaging nickname. So we come up with nicknames. We don't call Yeshua Noitzri by that name, but rather we call him Yashka. Or similarly, Satmar, there's a whole thing because Satmar, the village, this town they came from, was Satum Marei, which is Saint Mary. So there's a lot of people in Kiryas Yoel that call it Sakmar with a K instead of Satmar, because Satmar technically is, a reference to Saint Mary, which is the irony of all ironies. But anyways, but that's the idea. The idea is a kinoi Hashem, not to use the same name. Amadaber im Magoyim nechshol bazeh. Somebody who frequently speaks with Goyim easily sins in this Avera. In Maskelem Yemei Edom Shenekram Hashem Avleim, when he mentions the holidays known by their pagan names. So, for example, Xmas, you should not refer to it by its regular name. You should refer to it as a holiday. Or he says even better, Vatoivu, the best is, because she writes Lahaskir, so don't change the name because you might offend someone. Just say December 25th. Lahaskir Zman Yaskir Chodesh, just mention the day in the month. So you say December 25th, then you don't run into any issues in terms of the holidays. Asr l'nachesh, next, it's asr to use omens and divination. Like ignorant people do, And he's going to give you a few examples of this, but essentially, this is what we refer to today as superstitions. So, superstitions, common superstitions, not to walk under a ladder. If you drop a mirror, you have 7 years of bad luck. A black cat crosses your path. All these mishigas. So, he gives a few others that were common in his time. He said, if bread fell out of someone's hand, or when he hiccups, Shekoirin Sangrudo. I don't know. Apparently, they used to say Sangrudo, which is the Sardinian word for hiccup. What's the. Okay, I'm not sure what the omen is over there. So, but he interprets it as a sign that in Shemayim, a person has hiccups, and he interprets it as a sign that he's being discussed in Shemayim. When there are sparks next to the wick of a candle, so people take that as a sign that a guest is coming. When a flame shoots up at the top of a wick and it takes the shape of a letter, people interpret it as an omen that a letter is coming. Anyone who says this or believes in his heart that this is true, that it's an omen. Over al lois nachashu, you're over on lois nachashu. And Omer loy toiv la halvois oilitein ba'kafa b'tchilas ha'shvua b'tchilas ha'yom. Someone who says that, oh, it's the beginning, a certain time of the day is not a good time. It's not a good time to lend money in the beginning of the day or in the beginning of the week. Over al lois oinenu. A sa'oinen is when a person thinks about auspicious times or inauspicious times. So a person says, I'm going to do it at a certain time because that's a more favorable time of the day. So that's something that's made up. And we actually had an idea of this in today's daf. Dave, you'll remember today's daf we did that Bilam knew the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, right? That was an inauspicious time, but at least that was at least based in something. This is Mamish Gornish Megornish. Hashaya, somebody who asks sorcerers or fortune tellers, Yagidulay to reveal the future. Over Al Tamim on the assay of. And so we actually did this when we did Navi because there is an omen that Yonasan makes in the Navi. It's brought in Shmuel Aleph, where he says that he's going to approach the Plishtim, and if they respond in one way, it's a siman that he can attack. And if they respond differently, it's a siman that he should retreat. So over there, we discussed why wasn't it an issue of Loisa and Loisainenu? And the basic answer that's given. And this is something that you should be aware of. If you see it's cloudy outside and you take an umbrella, is that stop and think about that for a second, right? It's cloudy outside, you see rain clouds, and you take an umbrella. Isn't that in theory lois anachashu, that you're interpreting the clouds in the sky to mean that it might rain? So I don't remember which perush it was. One of the perushim said that if it's logic, if there's logic involved, that's not lois anachashu. Lois anachashu is when it's completely illogical. You see a black cat, you drop a mirror, there's no connection between the dropping of the mirror and bad luck. But if you see it's going to rain outside, the logical conclusion is, I'm sorry, if you see it's cloudy outside, the logical conclusion is that it's likely going to rain, then you're allowed to interpret it. That's not lois nachshu. Lois nachshu is when it's beyond a logic. And that's how they interpreted Yonasan. Yonasan says, if we approach the Plishtim and the Plishtim say, stay where you are, we're coming to you. It shows that they're confident that they are stronger than us and they can come out of their defenses. So that means, says Yainasan, that we better run for it because they're feeling good about themselves. But if they say, you come to us, which means they're nervous and they don't want to leave their occupied positions, so then logically that means that we've already beaten them in their minds and now all we need to do is just come out and fight them. So logically, he was not overly sanachshu, just an idea that I'm bringing up over here is to interpret like the weather is not lois nachashu because that's logically there's a connection to it. Okay, let's do one more iser over here. He says asal hatayis sadin. It's an iser to pervert judgment. Shnemar bamishpat. This idea is not only relevant to a judge, ela lechol adam, but to anyone im ishtoi. In your relationship with your wife, ubanov, your relationship with your children, umisharsav, relationship with people who help you, b'chol, and anyone who wants to do your wishes, taina, that if you're dissatisfied with how they did it, but they have a good reason, yesh taina maspekas amitis, actually that they didn't do the way you wanted, and Roy Lichas Aleim Lachar from Lagarfo. It's not appropriate to get angry with them or to humiliate them or to curse at them. So we're at work. We give instructions a certain way. And someone has a good reason why they didn't listen. It's also for us to go and get angry at them, even though they didn't follow our instructions, if they have a good reason. And that's Leisasu Avel B'Mishpat. We are perverting our judgment of them. They have a sound reason why they didn't listen, or they didn't give us the result that we wanted. And we get angry at them anyway. We're over on this. He says that's how many people get upset, get angry, because they wanted a certain result and it wasn't done. Pasuk says, if I ever despised judgment from my servants and my maidservants when they bereva, when they argued with me, then what could I do? Ki yakum kel, that God would rise up. When he would call me to account, what would I answer? This is Eov now speaking. Sefer Eov, essentially, the bulk of the Sefer. You have the story of Eov in the first parak, a little bit at the end, but most of the Sefer is a theological discussion between Eov and his friends who come to be Menachem Avilim. And so one of the arguments that Eov says is that he's basically saying, why is this happening to me? It's not like I ever, one of my servants ever argued with me on a result, and I got angry at them that Hashem should punish me. So essentially showing the fact that would be considered treating your servants harshly, and that would be an iser of leisasu avel b'mishpat.